Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the sixth day of our retreat. 20th March, Wednesday, 2019. So we have entered the more intensive retreat. Based on the program, I think yesterday was the day where we started the second session, where noble silence, heedfulness, and the meditative training and the actual cultivation will be emphasized. So, as per my advice yesterday, from today onward, hopefully, you will develop more and more continuity of daily mindfulness. Then when you meditate, stabilize the awareness until it's very, very stable. Okay, this morning we'll do the simple puja. We'll use our normal chanting book, because to chant the morning chanting will be a bit long. We can turn to page 1. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajjiya Moni Pho. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Milofo. Namo Milofo. Namo Milofo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Di Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Di Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Di Chang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, now we will chant the Vandana onward. Then the page 1 of the chanting book. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majapamadatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Vikalabhojana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Naca gita vadita visukha dasana mala ganda velipana vivarana mandana vibhusanyatana. Veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Ucchasayana mahasayana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani silena sugantin yanti. Silena bhoga sampadan silena nibbuntin yanti tasma silang visode. Imani patta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect, Triple Gem. Padang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay. So we will have our morning mindfulness exercise. Then for those who just came in, maybe I have to brief you a bit on what I briefed them. We have actually since yesterday, the 19th, entered the second session of our retreat. So the second session from 19 March to the last day, 23rd March, we have to observe noble silence. Then heedfulness and the meditative training and actual cultivation will be emphasized. So from now onward, you have to try your very best to develop the continuity of mindfulness. Everything you do aware, whatever action, movement in the present moment, determined to be aware from within. Even the turning of your hand, your movement, then the blinking of your eye, how you walk, the whole body aware. Then whatever that comes within your field of vision, hearing, the specific phenomenal awareness, your awareness move with the thing, the awareness move with the hearing. And when you eat your meal, same. Your hand movement, how you go to your seat and how you sit down. Then from there, your awareness, how you observe the environment, the people, everything. Then when your hand move to take your chopstick or what, you should be aware. Then after that, which particular dish you're taking, that movement activity, you should be aware. Then later on, even when you start to eat, you should be aware. Then contemplation on food before the meal, you should do with understanding, faith. So if you start to develop this type of activity, it will become your new routine. Then later on, wherever you are, when you eat, you will be mindful in the sense that all this movement, it becomes automatic to you. Your awareness will see them. By then, your sati should be more and more stable. When it's more and more stable, you don't need to do anything. The awareness itself will see all this movement. It's a matter of stabilizing it. Yeah. Then initially, I remember when you are still doing or under training, they call seka. Under training, you really need to train. You cannot, after a while, go back to normal. Can't. Not until you finish your training. And then it's different. That is up to you. But while under training, I remember during the early day, that 3 years, 1986 to 1989, I was doing it continuously, even though I was working. That mindfulness, awareness from within constantly moved. That's why after that, the nature different. All the awareness that arise through that stability of cultivation or heedfulness develop the ability to see and understand a lot of things. Then as you cultivate and move through, you develop the ability to connect to your nature. So the moment you connect, you become very different again. You progress very fast again. Yeah. That's why after the year 89, the nature keep on moving very fast. And now is the year 2019. Yeah? 2019. Actually, you calculate 1989 to 2019. How many years? 30. 30. 99, 10 years. 2009, 20. 2019. 30 years already. So the thing inside is already very different. And because of that, it has this ability and stability to share whatever you want to know. And all these are the condition that arise. That's why before this form and mind does not sustain its function anymore. Whatever you want to know, you can ask. Then you can learn. Because these are conditions that is available. So it's not easy to have such good condition. For me, there is no reality. But because of the vow, because of the condition, affinity, everything. So this form of mind will still manifest. Because even though it's like it know, there is no mark of me, you, all this Dhamma, everything. But there is such thing as life, there is such thing as affinity, there is such thing as living being. Even though moment to moment, not so real. So that existential existence is actually something that is very beautiful, very wonderful when you understand. So because of that, the great being's nature, they keep on coming. to another form of mind, You look at Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the 84 manifestation that he came so beautifully. They finally compile into the great compassionate mantra. And all the 84 manifestations are there at the back. There's a very big rectangular chart with all the names. These are the names of all the manifestations that Kuan Yin Bodhisattva nature took when he came as living being. So these are very beautiful example of what the existential world's Dhamma is all about. So it has its own richness, its own wonders and all those things, even though it's not really what people think. Okay, so with this, maybe we can have our exercise. We will gather our weight over the other side. Then we will start our mindfulness exercise. When you move over, you do it mindfully, awareness. Like I say, how you come out also. All the movement within your body, your mindfulness awareness should be with it. Initially, very crude, like you cannot do it, never mind. But as long as you determine to do, then it will come. It will come. Okay? Then when you do the exercise, also say, running on the spot, also aware. Everything you do, aware. Then you become very different. Determined to be aware. Then initially you can return your awareness to your heart because you have to be aware from inside out. So the awareness you return then. Let the energy build up. It's okay. But as long as you know how to relax, it will actually stabilize. Then because of the guidance now, you will know how to relax into it and you can locate the gateway. If initially, before that, you can radiate it out as metta. When you radiate it out as metta, the heart there, I realize, open up more and more, Then you become very different. Okay?
Thank you.
View off the light, and you can have half an hour of silent, quiet meditation. Remember the four supports. Relax. Then let things be. Whatever arise, let it arise. Everything just relax. Then maintain the awareness. Awareness means silent. Don't do anything. Whatever arise, like the body is like a dead person. Dead person cannot respond. Then you just let all the activity move. Then finally they will slow down. Okay? Then maintain that clarity or awareness inside there. Then if you are tired, you want to rest, you can also rest inside there. Okay? But after your mindfulness exercise, you will find that very easy to settle down. Your mind is more quiet. Okay. Okay, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner awareness within. And the mindfulness will bring about the calm state of mind. And it also will bring about the tranquility state of mind. So the inner calm, inner peace, and inner awareness will be developed as you meditate. And you need to stabilize this state until you are ever mindful, until you can move, act in a relatively mindful way. Okay, is there anybody who wants to report meditation or ask any question? We still got 7 to 8 minutes before your breakfast. Anybody? Just put up your hand. Don't have. Then you want to have early breakfast. Okay, you can have early breakfast. So that we come back earlier also. So, come back 5 minutes earlier. So instead of 8:30, maybe you come back at about 8:25. Okay. You can pay respect, then we go for breakfast. Rub.